you, Mr. Mayor. I just want to point out to everybody in the room that what I have with me in my hand is the standard of morality by which we determine right and wrong. And without this, we would have nothing more than a subjective standard that each individual can decide for themselves, as evidenced by the different perspectives you've heard this evening. I want to point out that the Bible says in Leviticus chapter number 18, it says in verse number 22, it tells us about the sodomite lifestyle, which is really a death style. It says, "Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination." I don't have to go back to the Hebrew to explain what that says. It was clear English verbiage. The text speaks for itself. And the Bible clearly articulates that this is an abomination. I don't know who this group is, but if they said that being a sodomite is disgusting, I completely 100% agree with them. When you look at the pride parades going up and down the streets, all it takes is a simple YouTube search in order for you to see some of the most vile and perverted and filthy acts imaginable that are being done out in public in front of children. It is child abuse. It's perverted. Amen. It's defiling young minds in this country. And I love children too much to sit on my hands and say nothing about it.
Amen.
They're predators. And by the way, they virtue signal about how loving they are. Meanwhile, as you can tell by the response that I'm getting right now, when they spoke, we were silent. When we get up and we proclaim what the Bible says, they're hissing and booing. They hate God, as Romans 1 articulates so clearly in verse number 30.
Yep.
I'm part of a church called Steadfast Baptist Church that has been subjected to a continuous stream of hatred and threats, death threats sent to us via voicemail, via email. The people who virtue signal the most about how loving they are actually some of the most hateful people you'll ever encounter in your life. They claim that they're all about love and love wins, but then they'll cuss at you as you walk into church with your family. They'll send death threats threatening to murder men, women, and children to a church's voicemail because of the fact that they actually are some of the most hateful people you'll ever meet, despite claiming the opposite. I also want to point out that the Bible tells us in 2 Chronicles 19:2, "Shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is wrath upon thee from before the Lord." And I fear for Arlington, I fear that if this city doesn't repent of supporting Pride Parade, that God's wrath will be on this city, and I love this city too much to sit on my hands and watch that happen without saying anything. And so I would urge you to reject this pride celebration and reject perversion for the sake of our children.
Amen.
Good. Yeah.